Wave Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Fort Pop 2016. This is at Paladin Machina, and to my two Twitter followers here, welcome to the show. This is Heavy Power Up.
And this is Victoria Barella. You can catch me on Twitter, Barella Victoria _. And we are an AV Power Up at Infocom.
Hey everyone, this is what was formerly known as Johnny Moto. I am now a full AI, become self-aware like Skynet. Don't follow me on Twitter at JMoto3. I am lost. This is AV Power Up.
And I'm Corey Moss at CB Moss, and you are listening to AV Power Up here live at Infocom 2016 on Rave Pubs Radio. Let's kick this thing off. We have got a show, don't we, Johnny?
Question mark? Yes?
What do you define as a show?
Well, I tell you what, yes, no, whatever it is, we have a show, and we have guests. We have lots of them today. I see three of them in front of us right now, and why don't we get right to them, from left to right, my left to right. Introduce yourself, tell us who you are, why you're here, and why you love this show so much.
Hello, Corey. This is Kelly Perkins. I'm with AVI Systems, and I love this show so much because it's amazing.
Amazing is good.
That is the Kelly Perkins.
Isn't it?
The Kelly Perkins.
Right.
Hi, everybody. I'm Linda Civitillo. I am VP of Unified Communications Collaboration Solutions at AVI SPL, and I know it's a mouthful. I love it here at Infocom just because it's overwhelmingly beautiful here with all of the technology and solutions that we're able to bring to our customers.
Linda, how would you like to host this show? That was so great.
Oh, well, anytime.
Okay. Well, remember you said that.
Did you find your booth yet?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Just making sure.
In case you're wondering, Linda, that was a verbal contract. You can't go back. You are now the host of the show.
That's right.
And we're gone. See you, folks. Goodbye.
Yeah. Okay.
Wonderful. As long as I have a great production crew backing me up.
We're leaving soon.
Okay, no problem. I've got it.
This happens to be the best. Oh, and by the way, I have the business card of a very important person right here, and he's going to tell you who he is right now.
Hey, this is Mike Shin, Vice President of Customer Relations, IMS Technology Services out of Philadelphia, at AXP Mike on Twitter, Facebook, and all the other LinkedIns there are out there.
All right, there's so many ways to find this guy.
MySpace, Friendster, whatever.
Yeah, you may even trip over him in the street.
Google Plus.
Or even here at Infocom. So I tell you, Mike Shin is everywhere.
There's a few apps I won't even speak of.
I know. Let's not speak of those apps, by the way. Anyway, this is our first round of guests. We're so happy to have you all here. This is going to be such a great show. This is going to be the first five-hour AV power-up, right, Johnny?
Oh, good God.
Today, yes. I'm not sleeping. Fully caffeinated. That's how we're doing it.
Johnny has had 10 cups of coffee before this show, so he's all ready to go. He is not going to fall asleep. But I don't know about me, but he's not going to fall
asleep.
That's
nothing. I shotgunned a monster right here over here and then drank another one on top of it. So that's
You're
two.
An animal.
I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
So no bathroom breaks for you guys.
No.
Yeah, we don't
No. We've already figured that out.
I'm sure the people at the Kramer booth just love that.
Oh, yeah. Just wait. No, we're not disclosing.
I was only here for 5 minutes before they asked me to leave.
See, I don't think the question is how much you guys can go without sleep. It's how quickly you're going to put the audience to sleep. That's really too early, too soon.
Right. Can we mute that mic? Can we mute that mic?
Do we have the rim shot going? Huh? I mean, really, Mike Shin. Anyway, give him a frisbee, by the way. So you've earned the frisbee for that great joke.
Thank you.
These are read what's on that frisbee there, Mike.
It says Rave Hearts, hashtag Evie. Twerps? Tweeps. Maybe tweeps.
No, you had it right the first time. It's twerps.
Don't say that while Kelly's here, please, okay? Don't call it that. Anyway, here we are. This is a great start. We have a game right off the bat for you, okay? This is called Buzzword Bingo, okay? So.
Sounds good.
The first thing you have to do is guess. Now, you've been guests on the show. You may have heard this. We talk about it all the time. Johnny's favorite buzzword. So starting with you, Kelly, what is Johnny's favorite buzzword? Favorite. Your 5-hour show, it's okay. You can take your time.
I have no idea.
We got all day.
What? Kelly says no idea.
Okay.
You can't come up with one buzzword.
One buzzword. FML?
No. That's not correct. Sorry.
Okay, how about beer?
Beer.
Ooh.
No.
How about collaboration?
Oh, no. That's Corey's.
Mute the mic. Mute the mic.
That's fine.
Michael
Shen. Guess my favorite word.
Bring us home.
IT convergence.
Ooh, another Corey one. No.
Throw him off the show.
I got it.
No.
I got this one. I got this one.
You get it.
Tacos.
No, that's my favorite word. It's not the buzzword.
Tacos have not become buzz
it's
yet.
It's one and the same. It's hashtag tacos.
We're working on it as buzz, but no, that is change gaming. Change gaming. That's Johnny's favorite word. However,
change gaming.
It's a word I made up.
It's like pre-gaming, only not as fun.
Is that like gamification?
No. How do you spell
that?
I
don't like that.
I don't know. Google, how do you spell that?
Okay, Google.
Oh, she remembers. Linda remembers. Ask the Google.
Give all, that woman
all ask the Google.
The only thing I can do for you is help you find your booth, and that's it.
That's right.
Anything at all that I've done.
That's it. Anyway, the second part of this is tell us about the buzzword you hate. It really gets under your skin when you hear it. You've heard it here at the show, maybe. Or you just hear it in everyday life. So, Kelly, what's that word that gets under your
collaboration.
Screen? Collaboration. Wait a minute. The woman sitting next to you is all about that.
She still hates it.
It's in her title. She hates your title.
Sorry.
That's okay.
She's not sorry.
I almost agree with you. I'm going to say collaboration. And the reason is people don't actually understand what it takes to collaborate. So we're looking at all these awesome technologies, and we're going to build technologies to help people collaborate. But are they really collaborating, and does anybody really understand what that means? So I agree with you.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, you got a pause. Look at you. Huh? Wow. Mr. Shin, you must have a good one.
Yeah, it's the same one I said before, this mythical term, IT convergence.
Convergence.
Yes.
All right. So is there AVIT? Does it exist?
In my personal opinion?
Yes.
No.
No. It's no. Never. It never. Did it ever? Did it ever even reach a point? Or is it just not here? It's never going to be here.
No, I'm of the opinion that at this point we are officially our own leg, our own arm of IT, and trying to separate ourselves as being something that we are becoming or something that is merging just doesn't work.
Right.
And it's not something that has ever been adopted by anybody. It's more of, hey, guess what? Now we're just being recognized as a part of it.
So, you know, they've talked about AV being a subset of IT. I mean, is AV a subset of IT?
This day and age? Absolutely.
Okay.
I think so.
I agree. I think that is the statement to go on. And now you talk about AV IoT. So IoT is here.
We're not doing that.
We're not going to do
that.
It's a little low.
No. That's one of my least favorite buzzwords, by the way.
AV IoT or IoT?
How do you spell AV IoT?
Correctly.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Anyway, so Linda,
yes.
The Surface Hub.
The Surface
Tell
Hub.
Us, how is that doing? How's everything at the booth today with the Surface Hub?
There is always a lot of interest and buzz around the Surface Hub. We have an 84-inch and a 55-inch in our booth. Booth number
1218. Uh-huh. 1218.
That's
in,
right.
In 1218.
In 1218.
I feel like there should be a letter in front of that.
There was.
N.
Just don't just go to 1218. You won't find. You must put the N.
It's on the bingo scale.
It's like finding Waldo, but you got to find AVI SPL.
That's
finding
right.
Waldo. Did you like cross over two things right there? Emo and Waldo at the same time?
Yeah.
You actually have to know how to spell AVI SPL to find the two. Okay.
That's a tough job.
That is.
There's a lot of interest around it. There's a lot of interest, around collaboration just in and of itself. So, our focus is the Surface Hub, but moreover to, work with our customers to make sure that they understand what it is and the applications that we can support them on.
Excellent. So you take collaboration to another level. You have the Surface Hub. You have the partners to that as well, and you being a big partner to Microsoft. It's big stuff. Kelly.
Yes.
So.
Hi.
talk about the show, what you're doing here. You're involved in certain things here, and you and Mike as well with the education piece.
Yep.
So tell us about that.
Okay. I am here in support of AVI Systems with about 45 of my colleagues. We don't have a booth, so no need to find it.
You're just crowding around the show floor, right, all you people?
Yes.
Huh?
We're just taking a vacation and partying in Vegas this week.
you're collaborating mobily.
Yes.
You're not tied to one space.
That's obviously the biggest part of it. But yeah, I'm here in support of Ignite as well. It's an initiative to attract young talent to the industry. There is a happy hour today at
6:30.
Thank you, Mike Shin.
You had me at happy hour, Kelly.
At the Hard Rock. No, I have my company dinner during it, which is a huge bummer, so I can't go. But so that's happening this afternoon. And then we're also, Mike and I and Lori and John Thomas of Visitech are teaching a class tomorrow about AV mentorship. And we're going to go into a little bit more details into Ignite. And then I'm hosting a meetup at 1:30 at the Infocom booth. So if you want to come up and talk and get more information on how to help attract and bring young talent into the industry and tell people how cool we are, I will also be there. So that's the majority of what's going on.
Is there somewhere on the WWWs of the world to find said information?
Honestly, it's all over the place.
It's like, all over the WWW.
Well, no, it's really confusing. The Ignite stuff is on the NSCA website.
Right.
And then the meetup and the class tomorrow on Infocom's website.
All right. Well, that says enough for me. So did anybody win buzzword bingo, Johnny?
Yeah, they're all winners. They're all horrible words.
No, one person has to win. We can't have all winners.
They're we
all
can all winners. Win in life.
They're all winners in my book.
Oh,
can we not do that?
Nice. Well, I have to give away a Mozart bowl to somebody.
Just give them all away, man. They're delicious.
I only have four. I can't get, then I have no more Mozart bowls.
Again, I'm going to say it one more time. They're not Mozart balls.
Yeah, what is a Mozart ball?
Well, okay, chocolate. Kelly, you take the Mozart ball. Tell us how it is, okay? See, I don't think Kelly wants to eat that thing.
No.
I think it's going to be magically musical.
Just to clarify, they're not Mozart balls. They are Lance Armstrong ball wrapped in Mozart.
And Kelly throws it back into the basket.
Womp, womp, womp.
All right, we got to do a switch round.
Hashtag you.
All right, we got our next guest.
Thank you so much
coming
for coming on to AVP.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good show.
Thank you. And by the way, while we're doing our guest switchover, our Mozart balls were provided by AV Stumpel. Fabian Stumpel, product manager sales. And we also have Australian jerky. I don't know where it went. We have Australian jerky, too.
It's hiding.
Is the Australian jerky? I wanted to give it out. I know people are hungry when they come here. But that was all brought all the way from Australia, believe it or not. Smuggled. And we have it.
Did you just admit to a crime on the interwebs?
No, Johnny does the crime.
Okay, all right.
They're all white people crimes.
Yes, they are.
The worst crimes possible.
Yes, they are.
Not to, like, profile people or whatever, but, you know.
And with that, folks, we're done. Good night. Thank you.
Hey.
And thank you very much. So, Victoria, we have our next round of guests here with us, don't we?
We do. Yes, we do. We have Marika Aquino from 2RPM. Please tell me
how you're saying. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi,
then we also have John from Polycom.
Hello.
Hello again.
John Antonitis. How you doing, John?
Doing well.
Good.
And we have Megan Powers from Trade Show Internet.
Hello.
Wait, hang on. Megan Powers.
Hey,
that's how you have to say it.
I always tell people I'm one lap accent away from being a supervillain, but I wouldn't want superpowers. I would want Megan Powers.
Megan Powers. Yeah.
I love it.
And last but not least, we have John Green from Advanced AV.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Wait a second. Poppy's on the show?
Poppy's on the show.
He's not on the show.
To clarify.
What do you call this?
Look at what Poppy's
got
there.
How long is
this? Oh, my gosh. It doesn't get much longer.
So with those, if you get enough of them and talk to the convention staff, they'll cut you a day rate to clean the floors as you walk by.
And a few
I'm
more.
Serious. Go for it.
You'll be a floor sweeper soon.
And to clarify, this is the illustrious John Green.
I have a career in the industry. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, how's Snapchat going there, John?
Absolutely. Got it down. I took the flight for 5 hours. Did nothing but intense self-study. Got it down. I know how to put dog ears on people. I'm a professional.
Hey, John, let me tell you something. I don't know if you're on Snapchat, but the guy standing next to you, he is the Snapchat whiz of the industry now.
Nice.
Are you really?
I'm not.
You want to know something? Kids want nothing to do with this application anymore.
Yeah.
They've given on, up on it just like they give up on Facebook now.
So I chased them off another platform?
You got it, John. Yes. Just chased kids off yet another platform. Now they have to invent a new one. Yes.
One virtual lawn at a time. Get off my lawn.
That's right. Yeah. If I catch up to them, they run away.
Yeah. So, Megan, what do you think? This guy on Snapchat, what do you make of this?
Have you seen any of my work yet?
I haven't. I'm going to have to send
special ones just to you.
That would require me actually getting on there and using it.
Oh, come on.
I am shameful in my ineptitude on Snapchat.
Come to the darkness.
John, will you give me a tutorial?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
Join the dark side of social media.
This is the way it works. I don't get paid, on the show with us. But somebody's buying me beer if I'm showing
something. There you go. Marika, you haven't touched Snapchat, have you?
No, I have not. I'm also ashamed to say I have not gone there.
You know, Marika's not even on Facebook.
I'm not. I'm probably one of the very few people who do not have a Facebook account.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, we're going to start with our game, Buzzword Bingo. All right, we play this in every round. All right, so the first thing you have to do is guess Johnny's favorite buzzword. So if you've been on the show, you may have heard it. Okay, so Megan, starting with you.
Collaboration.
Ooh, you know, we've had that one three times now. That's my favorite buzzword.
That's four.
I didn't say mine. Is it four now?
Four times.
I didn't say mine. I said Johnny's. Marika, what is it? You know it, Marika. I know you know it.
It's not convergence?
Oh, man. The next one gets thrown off the show,
I swear.
They're going for your knees, man. Your knees.
The next one gets thrown off the show.
I'm really
that.
Bad.
All right, John. Go for it, John.
I'm looking for Game Changer or Lutefish.
Wait.
You're so close.
Paradigm Shift.
Wait a second.
Come on, how many guesses do I get? Quick.
I don't give you more than one
John!
Guess. You took three. John Antonitis, do you remember?
I'm kind of a cheater. It was so close to game changing.
He was close.
I don't allow Corey to say these words on his show, but today's different. I actually just made it change gaming.
Oh.
You were so close, John.
But wait
can we give
a prize? Give John Antonitis a chance.
Can I get a prize?
Hey, I was just being a study. I was just
listening. What's his favorite buzzword?
Transformation.
No, he just gave it.
No, I just said it.
You're standing right here, right?
Change your game.
I thought. There you go. Change
okay, somebody yell it out. What's Johnny's favorite buzzword?
Change game location.
Who said it first, Johnny?
Jesus.
Johnny.
In my heart?
Johnny.
All right.
John gets the frisbee.
Woohoo!
All right, so the next part of the game is what is your least favorite buzzword? The one that makes you cringe, the one that makes you just want
to. Can I give that another answer?
Yeah.
John's excited. You see this? John's excited.
Not mine, least. Megan Powers.
Come back to me.
Pass.
That's a long buzzword.
Yeah, that's not it.
That's a long buzzword.
You know, Kelly passed too, by the way, in that same spot. Marika.
I think I'm going to pass. I can't think straight.
Wait, are we hashtagging these? Is it hashtag pass at the
hashtag
word?
Hashtag pass.
Okay.
John, you must have one.
The chalkboard sound in my ears, A-V-I-T.
Oh.
That's a good
one. That's two.
We were talking with Mike Shin about that too.
That's two.
A-V-I-T, boom. Never happened.
Make it go away.
Go away. John Antonitis.
C-E-B-B.
What's that?
C-E-B-P.
C-E-B-B?
C-E-B-P.
B-P?
Yes.
Oh, it's
Collaboration Enhanced Business Processes.
Oh!
Oh!
That's like leveraging synergies and shifting paradigms in the same thing.
That's a good one.
Amongst the panel here.
John, you got a frisbee.
We got a John and a John.
Right. John and John.
Amongst John's the panel body. Here with that answer, he is the only one wearing a suit here, too.
Yes,
so.
He is. He came dressed for
No.
He came dressed for success.
I'm wearing a Google suit right now, in case you're wondering. This is dressed up for
I got to tell you.
Those are the best suits.
John Antonitis came dressed properly for this show.
Yeah.
You know, we said suit, tie optional.
Dress for radio.
You guys,
dress for, he's all
I
dressed
have the face for
radio.
That's right.
You guys can't see me on the air normally on AVP, but I'm suited up.
Yeah. No, right.
Not like the traditional suit, but I'm still suited up.
Right.
There's a new buzzword that's made a resurgence.
Oh, here we go.
Is that it, resurgence?
Thinking outside the box.
What?
I've heard that four times in the last 3 days.
Can I make a suggestion
drinking?
To that?
Drinking? Was that drinking outside the box?
Outside the box.
In or out. It's
I like that. I'm
going to
do that tonight. I'm going to do some drinking outside the box.
I feel that thinking outside the box has been played out for the last year. Worn out, played out. I would like to rename it, rebrand it as thinking outside the quadrilateral parallelogram. Now
Bang.
What?
Hashtag.
Boom.
There you go. Did anybody remember that?
Thinking outside the quadrilateral parallelogram.
Can you hashtag that, Justin?
That's a long hashtag.
We'll start working
so
on it.
The answer
we'll get
is
back
no.
To the
no I'll
show.
Do it. I'll do it.
You have 140 characters.
We'll get back to you at the end of the show.
That whole hashtag is 140 characters.
That's it. You push out and you put out the hashtag.
And pictures don't take up any space anymore, too.
That's it.
You know.
I don't think they've gone to that yet, have they?
Yeah. I have a special version.
Okay. You got pre-release.
All right, so everybody's going to get to tell us a little bit about what they're doing here. So I'm going to pick John Antonitis. John, tell us all about Polycom, what's going on.
Well, we've had a lot of new innovations that we brought to market earlier in the year, and this is really the first public event where everyone can see and experience all of them. So we have some great new things. I think, Xcore, you were in the booth and saw Real Presence Central.
Yes, I did.
Putting people at the heart of collaboration again, finally. Real Presence Trio, a solution that's designed for huddle rooms. There's a few of those around, so I've been told. And that's effectively a smart hub where it's a conference phone that's also video and content enabled, as well as some cool new software infrastructure and some great new Microsoft integrations. One of the coolest things, if there's folks listening, drop by the booth. We're doing a fundraiser for Operation Smile.
Nice.
We have a neat little photo booth. You can take a funky photo with a background of your choice and tweet that out. Polycom drops $10 in the bucket for Operation Smile.
That's awesome. I'm definitely stopping by. Yeah.
What's the booth number?
N2013.
Man, everyone today...
I don't know, Andy's here. What's that booth number, Andy? Huh? Is he right?
Polycom booth?
Yeah, the Polycom booth. That's what we're talking about.
N2013.
Everyone I've asked today has, like, known that, and I had to write it on a piece of paper. I'm like, I'm in the middle of my booth, and I still don't know where
Johnny
I am.
Johnny has to tattoo all of these
notes.
Of
notes like
doesn't he?
Like,
I tell you what, Infocom does a wonderful thing by giving you a book. So you can actually see where the booths
no
are.
Hey.
They have an app, too.
They
have
it's
an
on
app.
The app.
There's an app for it.
Corey, what are books?
Books, right. They give them out. I don't know why. They still kill trees. I don't know why. But there is an app, and you can use the app to find every booth you want to see. So we can tell you where it is on this show, but you can also look on the app. So, all right, that's Polycom. So, Marika Aquino, tell us about TierPM.
Hi, I'm Marika from TierPM Workforce Solutions. We are at the Career Fair in North Hall, booth 1675P. So we do a lot of workforce recruiting and staffing for AV companies. That's our specialty. And we also find, you know, talent for our clients as well as, you know, helping candidates find good jobs.
Nice, nice. So, you know, we've been...
Can I give you a business card?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
We can help you, definitely. Let's talk after this.
Yeah, this guy is, he's a worthy candidate.
I mean, let's just talk now. Let's be honest. We have 5 hours to waste on the show.
Most people are closest friends,
right? We could do this right here on the show. How amazing would that be?
Yeah, I'll start interviewing people.
No,
you know, in case the acquisition doesn't go well for me, right?
You know, John, I tell you what, you know her right here. She's the best. But no, Marika and I have worked together on the show, and even before that, for a long time, we promoted to your PM. We really appreciate them partnering with us on this, and we do the hot jobs. So they're coming back soon. You'll get to hear them. And those hot jobs, man, they're all in Philadelphia, though, John. I don't get it, you know.
We're national.
They're us doing it over and over again.
Yeah, it's you guys getting, you know. Well, I don't know why your people keep leaving, John. I'm not sure.
They're not leaving.
Oh.
We don't let them leave once they join.
Oh, I see.
A nerve has been struck, sir.
They got locked down in their chairs.
A nerve has been struck.
They can't go home. Megan Powers, what are you doing here?
So I'm in the Innovation Showcase with Trade Show Internet. So this is the second year they've done the Innovation Showcase. It's the second time I'm in the Innovation Showcase. And I recommended to this client that it's a really nice turnkey solution way to get in front of a lot of industry people who should be exposed to what they're doing, which is trying to disrupt sort of the in-house internet model that's been forced upon event organizers and exhibitors to really pay super high prices, sort of the wild, wild west out there. So they're trying to disrupt that and have put out a new product that's good for 100 concurrent users in a nice little box. It's the same size as a PC tower. And it's super fast.
It's a PC
we're doing
tower.
Speed tests in the, I know.
Buzzword.
You remember what a PC tower is?
No, I was going to ask how many times did she say disrupt?
I was just going to say that, Corey. I'm like, I should have thought of that word when you asked me.
Disruption.
Still looking for a prize, are you?
Yeah. Oh, you're looking for a prize here. Have a Mozart ball.
Thanks,
there
man.
You go. Mozart ball is provided by Amy Stumble. So, and where do we find them on the internets?
At tradeshowinternet.com.
You know, there's Trade Show Internet on the internet.
Yeah.
How does that work out?
You don't use the W.
You don't use the W.
You see how that works? You see how that works? It just flows off the tongue.
Have we finally officially disposed of the W's? The Google man?
I still hear people say it.
He says it.
Dub, dub, dub.
No. He will literally pronounce it. www.
I do.
Dot Corey Moss.
I do. All dot Corey Moss. Dot, there, it's not dot com. There's a different thing after that. I can't remember. I can never find myself on the internet because I can't remember.
Because it's the W's, you get lost.
I do get lost. John Green. What are you doing here, John Green?
I gotta tell you, we have a booth next to Marika.
We're booth buddies.
What? Is that so you guys don't get lost?
Did you sing Kumbaya while you're all standing around?
We joined the human, the HR recruitment booth over there.
Yeah.
We're growing.
Cool.
And we're trying to tackle the same industry problems that everybody's having. Bringing people on board,
Right. Recruiting
youth, bringing women on board. So we're there to get resumes and have conversations.
Excellent.
So, and the show overall has been just remarkable. It feels different this year, right? Very exciting.
I have to agree, John, it does feel different this year.
Yeah.
It feels like there's more energy. It feels like there's more to see, more variation.
And I got to tell you, booths like Polycom, they're hard to get into.
Yeah.
They really are. People are bringing some innovative solutions to this show.
I'm glad we made a 10 o'clock appointment because I'm sure a lot after that it would have been pretty crowded in there. So.
Well, that's totally the opposite of what you said last year, so that's really interesting.
I really do. You can feel it.
Yeah.
It is. Different feel
it's because
this year.
John Green is change gaming the industry.
Last year I did it.
And he's disrupting it.
Bang.
That's right.
Bang. And Johnny, you get
one tweet at a time.
That's for Johnny Moto. All right. And I think are we finished with this segment, Victoria?
Are we getting kicked out?
Yes, we're getting kicked out.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And we have the next round coming
right
up.
Don't sing, Johnny, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you, folks.
Anyway, as our next guests come in, so we are here at InfoComm 2016. It is Wednesday. This is our first show, Friends of AVP. These are basically our former crew, guests of the show. All our favorite people in the world who have been on AV Power Up with us. I tell you, it's just so great having a lot of these people come back on this show to really just get involved with us again, talk about all kinds of stuff. Hey, even talk about AV Power. Nobody's talking about AV Power Up, and this is the show. Have you talked about AV Power Up, Justin?
I said it in my intro. Does that count?
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, if you were to sum up AV Power Up in less than 10 words, what would you say?
I would say that AV Power Up is all about AV and tacos.
All right.
Is that summation? Johnny, that work for you?
I usually just say AV Power Up is a co-host show with a podcast problem. Something like that. Yeah.
It might have been something like that or switched backwards, but either way, there's a problem on this show. And I have it, by the way.
Oh, no, it's definitely a co-host show. We just happen to podcast every once in a while.
Oh, and we have co-hosts missing right now. So, and by the way, shout out to Katie. Katie, wish you were here. You're not here. And Stacy, I think Stacy's going to be coming, right?
I'm crossing my fingers.
We know Stacy's going to be here, so, this is great. So, on the show right now, let's let them introduce themselves, starting from the left. She is. What can you say about this woman sitting to the left of me, Johnny?
That's Justin, the Google. I'm not really sure.
If you look her up on Google, what do you say?
I don't know what to say. I mean, Penny's awesome. If you say anything bad about Penny, I would hurt you personally. But I mean, Penny's a fantastic person.
I know, that's what you said last time.
Penny's a great person. Who at this table agrees that Penny's a great person? Virtually raise your hand.
Penny, look at Justin. You think anybody's going to say a nasty word about you? I mean, really?
Maybe a dumb, stupid jerk face.
Yeah, right? I agree. Now, this is the new chair of the Women of InfoComm Network, and I must say, I am so glad to have her on the show right now, because this woman is one of the people who embodies women in the audiovisual industry. Go ahead, tell us all about yourself, Penny.
Well, I guess I've been in the industry a long time, but there are a lot of other women who totally embody women in InfoComm.
Yes, that's true. But I tell
some
you,
Penny, of them standing right next to me.
Yes, we do have some wonderful women on this show, let me tell you. And they do embody as well. But, you being in the industry for that amount of time, Penny, and I got to tell you, a lot of us talk about it and just say, how long you've been here and just how the industry has grown and you've been a part of it. And now being the chairperson of the WIN Network, is just, I wouldn't count, just so amazing.
That's been an exciting opportunity. But it's also fun being marketing manager at Draper.
That is a fun thing, isn't it?
That is a marketing professional right there.
It is, isn't it?
It's sliding in.
It is. Yeah. One year, fun being me.
One year, Penny went old school with it at Cedia, and she made me an old marketing sandwich board that I walked around Cedia with. It was pretty awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
It was.
Are there pictures?
I'm sure on the internet.
Somewhere, yes.
Ask Google to your
Ask
left.
Ask the Googles. He'll find it.
What? Are
they? Don't
there, somewhere on the internet, there's pictures of me at Cedia in an old school sandwich board with like little tweets on it that
you have
Penny
to look
made
it up
me
right
wear.
Now in your head.
It was right around the birth of the hashtag AVTweeps.
2009.
It was around that time.
Yeah, 2009.
Yeah. Yeah. A long time ago.
You really want that picture?
I have it in a magazine somewhere. I'll
put it on the interwebs. Next. So, this woman in the industry, she presented so well at the WIN Council meeting last year. And she is also very influential with CTS and more. Hope Roth.
Hi.
What's up? Tell us all about it.
Just glad to be here. I am not a marketing professional.
You know, it's funny. Actually, the people who are supposed to be on this segment, Hope was supposed to be earlier. You have to be a marketing person now, Hope. I'm sorry.
Oh, Hope Roth is fabulous. There's a hashtag and something, AVTweeps.
That's pretty good.
There's a hashtag and something, AVTweeps.
Let's get some applause for that.
Yes. There we go.
Hey, Hope, stay with programming, okay? Just saying.
You guys still tell me how to program a system. I won't tell you how to sell it.
There you go. Don't encroach on her territory. She won't encroach on yours.
I will cut you.
Do not want a marketing person telling somebody how to program. Trust me.
Right.
Yeah, you exactly. Don't want that.
You don't want to go there. By the way, the next person is a marketing person. Okay. Who was with a great, great company that started with a B. Now she's with another company. Tell us about it, Haley Klein.
I'm now with PS9, I used to be at Vadio, and what do you want to know?
I don't know. What do you got to say? There must be more. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
That is
I'm
perfect.
I'm sorry, the programmer rubbed off on her.
No,
whole thing.
That's perfect marketing. It's short and sweet. Remember, done.
Straight to the point. Like, I've got a job.
That's it.
Does that work? I mean, there
no, I'm thinking words? That when she gets back to the office, she's going to know all about Crestron programming.
Yeah, for sure.
And AMX. By the way, the guy standing next to me almost, unloaded on me. So
how are your ribs? Right? Did he get with your elbow? Are you all right?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Didn't hurt me too much. Next to Haley Klein, this guy. All right. So the story goes a few years back. One of my first friends from overseas. All right. And Norway, to be exact. He handles marketing at Pexip. That's PEXIP. And if you don't know what a Pexip is, he's here to tell you. So Anders Loke, what is a Pexip and what's going on?
I'm not
going
to tell you what the Pexip is. Because it's really virtual. So
okay.
It isn't anything. What's going on? I'm really glad to be out here. And I'm super jet lagged because I'm out from, I don't know, right? So yeah, things are going well in Vegas. So Corey, you told me to swag up. I got stuff for you. I got lots of orange golf balls, or lots of orange t-shirts, and lots of orange other things. If you want to know what the PEX is,
yes,
then go see the orange. Everything that's orange is PEX.
Is there vodka with the orange? I would prefer that very much.
There is some aqua with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm there.
Do you know he's got orange socks on? Socks.
That's cool.
Wow. Look,
those are flashy. Those are
flashy. Did anybody get a picture of that, by the way?
I did with my brain just now.
That is, you're in Johnny's brain.
That is burned into your retina. That was never going away.
And by the way,
it's just living the brand.
And by the way, before we move on to our next person, do you recognize this phone number, Haley?
No. Are you serious?
It's a person named Taylor Meyer.
Oh.
You
want
to say hi to her?
Yeah.
She's on right the show now? Right now. Taylor Meyer is on the phone.
Are you kidding?
On the show right now. I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God. Hi, Taylor.
Well, you got to put her on speaker or something.
Yeah, how do I do this?
I don't know, but you figure it out, say hi to her.
Let's ask our resident millennial right behind you.
If only we were at an AV conference where this stuff can be resolved quickly and easily.
Kyle Davis.
What are you going to do?
Tell us about yourself.
About myself. I'm Kyle Davis. I work for Harman. Not just AMX anymore. I used to work for AMX. Now I work for all of Harman. And but still get called that I work for AMX, so I guess that's okay. I'll take that.
It's not bad, right?
Not bad at all.
Not bad. Nothing wrong to say.
It's AMX it's by AMX. Harman, right?
Yeah. Well, it's AMX Plus. I work AMX and JBL and.
And all of that.
You yes. joined the singularity.
Right. Yes, I joined the singularity.
The singularity. By the way, that. I mentioned the name Taylor Meyer, Haley Klein. Okay. Hi, Taylor. You're not on the show right now, but I'm talking to you. I'm talking to Haley and a whole bunch of people here at Infocom. So the story goes, Haley Klein let us all know about a contest that Taylor Meyer was in. We all helped Taylor. We wanted her to win the contest. She didn't get to, but she gets to be on AV Power Up here at Infocom 2016.
Is that so a prize?
That's the booby
that
prize.
That is a prize.
I'm not sure. Hit the button.
Hey, Taylor, listen, okay? You know what? Yeah, they're saying it's the booby prize, but it's really not. So, you know what, Taylor? I'm talking to you. They're not hearing you on the show right now, but I am saying it was a great moment for all of us when you called in. And again, because of Haley Klein, it was really great. Taylor, we're going to talk to you again next year to find out what you're doing. So, thank you for the call in, Taylor. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
So for anyone just listening to the podcast, Corey's not actually talking to anybody.
I am.
He's just going through the motions.
She's on the phone. Look, she's here. I'm telling you. She's right here. Corey, is she on the phone?
Did you just say look to a radio podcast?
She is.
I saw it with my ears.
That's awesome, Corey.
Look, everybody listening to the show, look, she's on the phone.
Look with your ears, not your eyes.
Corey has great hand motions for radio.
He does. Well, it's very Vanna White. You see that? The drop to the side and the cover. It's great.
I was kind of expecting Corey to say, shut up when you're talking to me. But
yeah,
we'll
I just did that for, you know, she'd be on the phone. Obviously, she's not talking on the show or anything, but you know what? We mentioned her. It's all great. So, again, Haley, thanks for bringing Taylor
Thank
to us.
Thank you for bringing her, or having her on. You guys are awesome for that.
Yeah.
Taylor's such a great person, so it's really cool.
Thank you. We're really happy to do it. So, should we get right to the game here? We got a whole lot of guests. Let's get to it. So, what we're going to do now is play Buzzword Bingo. So, what you first have to do is guess Johnny's favorite buzzword, Penny. And don't pass.
AV tweeps.
No. Is that a buzzword?
His favorite one.
He's like no.
Johnny invented hashtag.
I know.
It's not a buzzword, it's real.
No, it's causing a buzz. I mean, whatever.
Oh, it's
sorry,
the word,
no,
the,
that's not it. But I do love that word.
It's causing the buzz, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, Penny, I say I give you half credit for that.
Do we give her a prize? Can we give her a prize?
We'll see if anybody actually guesses it. Go ahead, Hope.
Okay, Hope.
Convergence.
Ooh. No.
The next person, I swear, is going to be thrown so far off this
you said
show.
That, you said that four people
Wait,
ago, dude.
Wait, you said least favorite. Or,
no, his favorite.
Oh, his favorite.
It's the one.
Sarcastic.
I tell you what, we've got pecks of golf balls.
Oh, it's
Should
cloud.
I hit the next person in
no.
the head who
it's
says
cloud.
That?
That was for a brief moment. No, no.
It's not cloud anymore.
To the cloud.
No.
Hey, Hope, we haven't heard in a long time. Give us to the cloud.
No, we're not doing that.
No.
We're not doing that.
We're done.
Pass.
Haley.
He'll collaborate?
No.
That's about the fifth time for that word.
Yeah.
I'll give Anders a clue really quick. It is an actual word that I've taken the two words and I've swapped them in their place. So it's a buzzword, but I've taken the two words and so that way I don't actually say the word.
So it's a port de majeure of some sort, you say.
That's more pressure.
Well, I know, right? No pressure.
What? Now that's like more pressure because it's like, what has two words that you can switch?
What has two words you can switch around and play around with all you want?
When
you know,
something's revolutionary, what is it doing to the end?
Good hit.
Oh, change gamer.
Who said that?
Hope wins. Hope wins.
You're a frisbee.
Oh, is this really a frisbee?
Yes,
it's
it is.
It's really a frisbee, yes.
She gets a golf ball.
Oh, and a golf ball.
You know, orange is my favorite color.
Oh.
I wrote a song about it.
Yes, she did.
I should license it to you.
You should sing it. You should sing
you
it right now.
You could pay me in chocolate.
No, you could sing it.
You could sing it because we still have like
terrible.
5 hours left of the show. So we've got time.
Really, I tell you. So anyway, since it's been guessed, let's go and say what is your least favorite buzzword, the one that you just... Man, words can't describe how awful it is. I hope you don't use it, Penny. What's your least favorite buzzword?
Start somewhere else. I started last time.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Poor Kyle got no chances. And actually, I don't think Anders
no,
did
No, it was
either.
Already guessed. Okay, Haley, what is it?
I'm trying to think of one. Crap. Hang on. Give me a minute.
You said crap.
Crap.
Is that a buzzword?
Hashtag crap.
Hashtag crap. It's a buzzword. It's official.
You hear my name, you think of it.
It's a buzzword.
That's not a good.
And, I know that's not a good.
And moving
thing
on,
at all.
Let's give her one more chance, Haley.
Like this. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I can't think. I have one in my head. But
these are all marketing
this
people, by the way.
Hey, Kyle, can you step in and say this real quick, please?
Yeah.
Come so on, Kyle.
You're on the spot. Go.
Yeah. I'm pretty known for mine. I really dislike the word collaboration. Not because I don't like it, but I hate how overused it is. I've blogged about this, spoken about this. I call it hashtag collaboration because it's not real collaboration. It's the hashtag throw on the end of a tweet to make
hey,
it
Kyle.
A cool thing, and it drives me absolutely bonkers.
Hey, Kyle, do you guys make collaboration solutions?
We make solutions that help people collaborate.
Oh,
not the same thing.
Same thing. You got to change it. No more use of the word collaboration, collaborate, or any form of the word. In any AMX by Harman literature, okay? Or online.
Well, that's
yeah,
why
see,
no
like
one's
I
giving
have
you
that
an
power.
Answer.
You think I have that power?
That's why no one's giving you an answer, Corey, because they're all like, did we put this in our copy?
Yeah, very.
Is somebody going to tweet a picture of this?
Uh-huh.
This is all going to come back to bite everybody in the ass.
Oh, there you go. There it is. I couldn't think of it.
That's a good one.
Revolutionary. Everything. Everything is revolutionary. This revolutionary new product. So
stop using
that's
it.
Mine.
Every single.
And I'm guilty of using it.
Who are you?
I was.
Every single exhibitor at the show right now, listen up. Haley's just made the call. Revolutionary is bad.
I admit, I think I used it in a press release this time. I think I did. I think you're right.
I'm a
clever.
Yeah.
All right, so Anders, tell us what's your least favorite?
My least favorite?
Yes.
Disruptive.
Disruptive.
That's my least favorite.
Do I have to stop using it too, then, Anders?
Yeah, no, you can call it.
I can still do it.
But me, as a manufacturer, I cannot say I'm disruptive.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's up to you to decide.
Okay. All right. We'll take a poll on that from every single person at the show. We'll get back to it. Okay. All right. So we're going to do this and try and get on to our next segment. Each person gets to tell us a little bit about themselves, what they're doing here, and all of that. So Haley, tell us about PSNI. What's the story?
So Haley Klein here at PSNI, and we represent 33 different integration companies and 20 different manufacturers. And basically, we provide market share, education within the industry. And we just kind of come together as a group underneath the PSNI umbrella just to kind of better each other and in the company and kind of just help out where we can. They're all kind of competitors, but they still come together. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary, so that's really exciting for us. And kind of the 50,000 foot overview.
Yeah, there you go. Wonderful. So, Anders Loke, what is it all about, Texas?
What is it all about?
Yeah.
That we fix things.
Okay.
Yeah, we fix things. And the collaboration market.
Oh,
hashtag.
You like collaboration.
Disruptive. Hashtag.
You like collaboration carpenters.
That's well, yes. funny because yes, that's the opposite of what I do is I break things. I void warranties.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're an independent manufacturer of software, right? So we fix what the big incumbents cannot fix, like interoperability and scale and those things that are needed in the enterprise. I like it when the big enterprises or the big manufacturers are not able to talk to each other. I like that because that gives me business.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, absolutely.
That's what we do.
All right. So, Kyle Davis, AMX by Harman.
Yeah, I'm Kyle Davis with Harman, and we are here at the show really showing how all the different brands within Harman can come together. We have some really cool demos of how, you know, you can take all the JBLs and Crowns and AMXs and Soundcrafts and Martins of the world and bring them all together and really have really cool solutions that you can get from one manufacturer because, you know, nobody else has like the breadth that we have. So it's really cool to be able to sort of say, hey, you can take all this stuff from one manufacturer and bring it together and have a really cool solution that really solves some problems in a way that nobody else can because they have to piece things together and our things are made to work together.
So is that the Internet of AV things?
We actually have an IoT solution in our booth. Come check it out.
This is AOAVT, right?
That's the new buzzword.
Sure,
that'd
be
ABT.
Yeah. EBIT, IoT, convergence disruptive, hashtags.
I think my brain just exploded.
It's all just TLAs.
That's it.
TMI, I don't know.
TLAs, three-letter acronyms.
I think it's TMI, I really do. Yeah. Lenny Zeitler, Trey Burr.
Yeah.
Ellis.
We are here with not just projection screens, but projection screens are really important because if you use the right screen, formulated right, with the right projector and room, your system works awesome. So we have tech vision for that. We have printed backgrounds and signs for every purpose with motorized operation and all of that. And we have lifts for projectors and all kinds of other products.
Cool. All right. And Hope Roth, the host of The Floating Point on Rave Loves Radio. Our favorite programmer, by the way, here at Rave Pubs. She's just our favorite programmer, period. Hope, just a little something before you go.
I program stuff real good.
Yeah, that's it.
She does.
You don't say it any better than that.
I write words.
All right.
Make with the words, Hope, like an adult.
All right, so it is time for our next guests. Thank you all so much.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Applause. So anyway, as we wait for our next guest to get on, well, and they're almost gone. As we wait for our next guest to go on, oh, look who we have here.
My personal hero.
The man with the beard.
The man himself. The man, the myth, and the legend in one package.
It is me, Jeremy Caldera.
That's upside down.
And he came as Jeremy Caldera.
Upside down, Jeremy Caldera.
It is me, upside down, Jeremy.
Hey, by the way, where's the camel?
Chuck, your voice is so smooth. You know, the camel in that one.
I'm sitting next to him.
Right or left. Our next set of guests are on their way in. Here they come. And boy, are they. I tell you, I put together this set for a purpose.
Whoa.
There's a purpose to this set of guests.
This is dangerous.
Yes. You think
dangerous.
So?
It feels like
the dangerous set.
It feels like the beginning of a West Side Story fight.
Wait. Are you the Sharks or the Jets?
I'm the referee.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why he's on this side of
yeah,
the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. So, I tell you, this segment of the show, this is going to, they've all rocked, but this one's going to rock, and, you know, for different reasons. But we have on with us a group that I tell you, one can't be without the other as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know about
this,
that.
On this special segment, we have the Mad Sound Guy. So the Mad Sound Guy goes all the way. He wants to forget about AV Power Up, I think. Is that right, Chuck?
What's AV Power Up?
Exactly. So, you know what? We won't even say that word anymore. But Chuck Espinosa, the Mad Sound Guy, is here with us. What's going, Chuck?
How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing okay, man. That beard's looking good, buddy.
I don't have a beard.
Oh.
Shave it.
This is radio.
You can't see Chuck's beard, or maybe you can. You may actually see Chuck's beard on the radio. We'll see.
It is that majestic. It is that majestic.
Allison's been waiting to cut this thing off for like 4 months.
No.
I was just going to say, I don't want to ruin or make any spoilers, but I heard there was a rumor that the beard might be going off soon.
I can neither confirm nor deny that the beard is coming off soon.
So if it is true, and I just want to throw some theoreticals out there, if the beard were to leave, where is the AV Hawk going to live?
If the beard leaves, the AV Hawk is going to take the beard and make a little nest out of it. In fact, the AV Hawk could make like a 4-bedroom condo out of this beard.
With a garage.
With a garage. Oh, my God.
Wow. Show over. Thank you very much. Drive home safe.
A nest with a view.
So, anyway, on this segment, we not only have the Mad Sound Guy, we have the Educator of the Year. We have the two-peat on the show.
Going for three. Women of AV next year.
He is going for women.
You've got some work to do on that
one.
He's confused about his identity.
Wait a minute. What? What?
It was between a couple, but he finally decided on women in, what do you call this thing now? Women in AV?
Yeah, the women in AV.
The women in AV. So Jeremy Caldera, next year, look for him. I don't know what you're going to do to win the award, Jeremy. I tell you what, get somebody to nominate you.
That's not, it's not you.
Not me, no.
I'll nominate you for Woman in AV.
Yeah, you would.
I think you already did. Next up on the stand, we have, you know what? We talk about our favorite redheads, And you know what? We had a host on this show who's our favorite redhead. But we also have a favorite redhead guest of the show, Allie Maxme. Allison Max at Abarco. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Corey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I think Mr. Pinchback showed up on the show. There he is.
Darren is here.
Darren is here on the show.
Darren's
What's
here.
Up, Darren?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. How you doing? I cannot imitate Darren.
Nobody
can imitate Darren.
There is no imitating Darren.
Nobody can irritate him, too. Anyway, so we have a twosome on the show here, okay? And this is unique. We've never done this before. Bill Natras and his wife, Lynn, are here to tell you about what it's like. Well, Bill's going to tell you about Biamp. Lynn's going to tell you all about the suffering AV wife. Okay, she's gonna tell you all about that. All right, you must have a great story to tell, Lynn, I must say.
There's not enough time, Corey.
You know, we're doing a 5-hour show.
You know, I believe that. I believe that.
Just hang in. You know, we'll talk about it.
We believe that.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Look who just showed up. One of my favorite crew members. Is she one of yours too, Justin?
She is. Yes. Absolutely.
It is Vadio Stacy. Stacy Kringle.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Stacey.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yes, she's here. Soccer Mom has made it to the show.
Yes, Soccer Mom has landed.
Where's the little one?
With Dad.
Oh.
I'm nervous.
Oh, no.
We'll see how that goes.
Uh-oh. When he hears the show, Stacey, all right, he'll hear you say that. And let's hope he's not, you know, melting down.
Okay? That's all right. No. I FaceTime them often. I know they're surviving.
Good. You keep up with them, okay? Make sure everything's okay. So we were playing a game. You know, time's been, we've been running against time here. But what we're going to do is play part of the game is we are going to say, what is your least favorite buzzword in this whole?
Least.
Least favorite.
Least favorite. Least favorite buzzword in AV industry.
You hate it.
And go.
The least favorite thing in AV?
Buzzword.
Buzzword.
What makes you mad?
Jeremy, you're up.
The cloud.
Oh.
Cloud hater. Hashtag cloud hater.
Nope, that's not it.
Allison.
Bill Natras.
Bill.
Convergence.
You know what? That's it.
Number
Get
six.
Off. Get off the show. I said the next person's, I'm going to hit you in the head with a pexa.
All right. Provergence.
Corey, stop.
Allison,
hugging
hurry
friends.
Up.
Exchange.
I like that one.
You like
Ooh,
that one?
Yes.
Is that one a winner so far?
I think it's a winner.
Shark Espinoza.
Blog.
And you say that because?
Everybody does it.
Blog.
Especially one person in particular.
I just think it's an ugly word, like gardenia. Blog.
I think he's the winner.
Exchange is still high up there. I'm sorry.
You think so?
I think so.
We
I
have
think
two
so.
Winners on this show. All right, so we get you get a frisbee.
Something.
Look at that.
It's a dog bowl.
I won. Hey, is this a coaster?
Frisbee. It's a frisbee. It can be a coaster.
It's
my,
too.
It's
Why
my,
not?
It's my. What is that called?
Yarmulke.
Yarmulke.
AV yarmulke.
My yarmulke. Or it's my bun cover.
An AV yarmulke. There we go. So anyway, I want to start with Lynn here. Lynn, give us in about a minute or two here. Tell us about the story of the AV wife. Now, Bill's on the road all the time, right? Going from place to place.
Yeah, he's on the road quite a bit. With him, it started just like local, contiguous 48 states. And then when the kids got a little bit older, he went international, and then he was gone for months at a time.
Are you sure you're still married?
27 years on
oh,
Friday.
Oh, my God.
On Friday.
Wow, right, hang so on.
There's a pattern.
Hey, Lynn. Yeah. Lynn, this is for you. There you go.
Thanks,
congratulations.
Corey.
My gosh. Wow.
Yeah, it's hard, though. I mean, he comes and goes a lot, and it's, you know, turn the switch on, turn the switch off, as far as he's in dad mode, husband mode, but he's still working from home all the time. Now he's at home all the time.
Nice.
So.
Okay.
Good I bet you were glad when he was gone more then, huh?
Oh.
He's on all the time now.
Yeah.
I've been doing dishes. I've been doing laundry. All right.
Hey, listen, Bill, when Lynn needs the break, you know, she probably calls the company and says, could you send him something?
She does know my new boss.
Find something for him to do somewhere else.
Yeah.
like at least 1,000 miles away.
I just took it upon myself and I went out and bought a business myself. So now I'm out of the house and he's at home. So.
Okay. All right. There you go. So, Allison Max.
Yes,
Barco.
Corey Moss.
What is going on?
At Barco?
Yeah.
What isn't?
What isn't going on at Barco?
Two words. Well, two phrases. Laser technology, 4K. But we talked about this in
yes,
another
we did.
Podcast.
Lasers.
But that is, as
I have all the inside scoop.
Yeah. Lasers
on sharks with friggin' lasers.
Laser, yeah, phosphor, 4K.
Those are 4K lasers.
Yeah. I am in shock and or awe, sir. And or awe.
That's right. Yeah. And we're going to hear a little more from Barco tomorrow on the show.
Yes.
So
yes.
We're looking forward to that, Allison.
So are we. We're really excited about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And again, thanks for being our favorite redheaded guest.
Anytime.
Okay, that's great.
See, that hurts. I'm a redhead, and I was a guest. So
your head's red.
If you turn your head upside down, you'd
yeah.
be a redhead.
You've got your beard.
Okay, look. All right, look. Here's what happened. Okay, this used to be this color up here as well, right? So it was all red.
Uh-huh.
I've already had this discussion with you.
Right. So this is radio. You can't see. Okay.
Thank goodness for all of you at home.
Is that what Google does? You lose your hair then? Stress and everything?
No, this is the industry in general.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It just cuts down
that's
on wind
Google
resistance.
And the AV industry does it together, exactly. So, Bill Natras, YM. What's up?
What's new with Viamp?
Yeah.
Big announcement this morning, the new Lux, Tessera Lux.
Ooh.
We finally put the V in AVB.
Nice.
Oh.
You know, I tell you
what. You did that.
You know what? Did Bill do it?
No, Bill did not
okay.
do it. No, Viamp did it.
Viamp
did it.
Bill
put the V in AVB.
But they did call Bill to make sure it was okay, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They called Bill to spell it to make sure he was good to promote it.
Hey, Bill, are we spelling this correctly?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. This guy.
The man. Ballsy thing. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. There he is. Anyway,
if you ignore him, he'll go
big
away.
Developments at Viamp, so they did announce that this morning. What's that booth number, Bill? Oh, come on.
I've been sitting it all day long. I don't remember.
You people really have to know your booth
He doesn't
number.
Know his address at home. What do you want to booth number?
Really, I've never been home.
What?
What's your booth number?
We are in Central Hall, 8720.
Even she says Central Hall. Look at that. Not just C, she says Central Hall.
C for Central.
How about that, Stacy? She actually knows it's in Central.
Bill is Googling right now.
At least
she
knows
number.
Where her booth is.
Exactly. That's right.
Do you not know where your booth is?
No, mine is N1337.
Okay.
See, that Stacy came prepared.
Hey, Corey. Would you ask me where my booth is again?
Where's your booth?
Hey, Bill, where's your booth?
My booth is in Central Hall.
Okay,
9525.
Now you're just showing off, okay?
Bill, do you know where you are?
I'm in the Kramer booth, you know just slightly are. West.
That's it.
You know what city?
We're in Las Vegas.
Good, okay, that's we're it. Fine.
So, Madtown guy. So, Infocom.
Yeah. Infocom.
You got a red shirt on.
I do have
How
a red shirt
How does it feel
on?
Being in the red shirt this year?
I'm just hoping I don't have to go down for a landing party.
Okay.
Being a red shirt.
Star Trek reference.
Yeah. Right over his head. Yeah. It
that's
transported
he,
above
that's
him.
That's why he's here.
I like how we do the sound effects here.
Yeah. Being a red shirt, I got to... I'm glad Corey's not on the console of the Enterprise.
Yeah, really.
You push that button and Bill stopped talking. Do it again.
Hey.
Hey, listen, Darren said, okay, he's right here next to me. All right.
I see him on your shoulder.
Is he right here or what?
Yes, he is.
Here.
Darren Pitchback, you are here on the show. We are so happy to bring you here. And by the way, we have to thank Victoria Borellas for bringing all of our friends on this show.
I'm trying. I'm running around. We got it.
Victoria is the producer of this show. I'm normally the producer. I gave rights to her to produce this show. She's done one hell of a job. One hell of a job.
Great round of applause.
I tell you.
Round of applause.
You know why?
Why?
Because she put up with you.
Damn right.
And, so that job,
and anyone that still survives and puts
you.
Up with you.
I hear you. Mr. Calderon's EDI.
Yo, wait, we're staying busy. Busy, busy, busy. Integration, man, that's where it's at.
That's where it's at.
That's where it's at.
Director of Engineering. Ooh. Now, Mr. Caldera. He is the new Director of Engineering.
That's what happens when they grow and get bigger, you know.
That's right. They need somebody to do it, right?
They suckered me into it.
And you were just the man.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that.
Wrong place, wrong time.
and now you're going to win the Woman in AV Award.
That is going to be next year, yes. That's it.
We're going to have to tell those guys, get them prepared, huh? I tell you. But no, big stuff for you there, Jeremy. That's great news. You know what, Chuck, do you have any words to bring this segment out?
Do I have any words to bring this segment out? The only words I can think of is bye.
Wait, hang on. I know what you're going to do.
What? What are they?
We have the power up with both Justin Watts and Chuck Espinoza. Go.
Have a great night here in Las Vegas. You ready for this one?
Sure.
All right, so today's AV Power Up is about Infocom in general.
Infocom what?
Infocom in general.
Infocom in general.
If you're walking on this show floor right now, and you walk through here, and you're not in awe of what you see, you need to get your pulse checked right now.
I would have to agree. You know, I keep hearing all this talk about AV, IT, converging, and after teaching IT guys, the biggest thing that they get from the AV classes is like walking through this show and walking in downtown New York where you see the big displays, and it hits you right in the
And you're right. You're right. You see, y'all sit out for a second. Right? The preacher's here. The preacher's in the house at the moment, right? Listen.
Hallelujah.
We are the modern day rock stars, okay? Right now, there are IT folks all over this industry that look up to us because our jobs aren't boring. Our jobs are awesome. Yeah. Look out here right now and tell me what you see. If you think any of this right now, even in Las Vegas, is boring, get your pulse checked because you're in the wrong place.
I see everybody leaving because they closed the show for
us.
You're not helping.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Push the button. Push the button.
Yeah. No, don't push the button. Okay, push it. Yeah, this is amazing. All these displays around here, all these people looking at stuff, listening to stuff, and playing with stuff. It's a new day with this interactive touch panels and the displays that look so clear. Like, if you're not into this, man, if you're walking through here and you're just thinking about ones and zeros, yeah.
If this does not make your day, if walking in these doors, aside from the fact your feet are gonna be killing you at the end of it, if this does not make your day, then please come see me, and I will impart some of my enthusiasm upon you. And you will have a day. I promise. I promise. One way or another, I will make this a memorable Infocom for you. And that is the AV Power Up.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
There you go. I concur. Thank you very much.
And drops mic.
Yes.
Mike. And walks off.
I don't know what we're agreeing with, but I'm going to say yes as well.
That's it. Yes. Johnny agrees. It's all good.
And anyway, Chuck hits the pause button.
Yeah. So, yeah, Chuck, don't touch any buttons. You hear me? Stay away from the buttons, Chuck. Anyway, we are going to get our next guests on. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, everyone, for being here. Yay.
Thank you.
For being on with us. Thank you, Darren, for being on with us, too. Thank you for joining us. I tell you what, we got more great guests coming on. Okay. They are coming in right now. Oh, and we have another guest that's going to be on the show with us right now that Victoria has brought with her.
I can't tell you how much the guest to my left being here truly excites me, Corey.
Excites you?
Being that I am.
Fanboy.
I tell you, you know.
I'm not a. Sir. Being in your presence is an awe-inspiring thing. You realize that, right?
Yes, so it's said.
I know. Think how I feel.
But what I'm saying
having
is,
to be in my presence
so
all
exactly
the time. It's tiring. It's exhausting.
So Corey and I talked the other day, and we were talking about you specifically. And I noted that we always pick you out of the crowd anywhere, right? It's not just the luxurious mane you have behind you and whatnot.
Yes.
Always smartly dressed and everything.
Yes.
It's your aura, right?
Well, wait a minute. This woman that he's sitting next to, there's an aura in that seat, too.
Well, I just met Jay for the first time today.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
Did we meet?
Today. Hi, I'm Justin. How you doing?
Hey, Justin.
I know Jane Johnson, and I'm going to tell you what.
Thank you for the endorsement.
There is an aura sitting in that seat as well. So, you know what? And we're going to get to that. But let's, and we are missing somebody.
We are missing someone.
And you know what? She's the former host of AV Power Up, and she is... So we have our favorite redhead guest and our favorite redhead former host, and that's Krista Bender, the Red Wrangler. Krista couldn't be here, but, you know, lots of love out to you, Krista, and get well soon. All right.
You know, she was talking about a rascal earlier. Can we just go ahead and do that?
Yeah. If we could find one, I think she'd give it a go. She's super disappointed.
I'll get the rascal with the trailer.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah. You got it?
I got
okay.
This.
It has to have a horn, not an electric horn, but one where you punch
the
little bulb.
No. I want her in the back with the trailer with, like, a selfie stick and knighting folks as she goes down the hallway.
All right.
And Jane's laughing because she knows she'll do it.
She totally will do it.
Exactly.
And I think she's going to be going down the aisles going, get out of my yard!
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
And by the way, we brought another guest. So, Paul, can you introduce this guy?
Oh, Leonard.
Mr. Susskind himself.
Leonard Susskind has
joined
us, too.
Is Leonard joining us, huh?
He's joined us. There he is.
Wait a second. I can't do it.
He's joined us in face on the show. Now, Leonard did want to be here at Infocom. He couldn't make it. So we told him we would bring him to Infocom. There he is. I hope somebody got a picture of him.
I don't think Leonard is allowed west of the Mississippi.
Oh, is that what's going on?
I'm not sure he's allowed west of the Hudson.
We're surprised you're let out of Texas.
What?
We're surprised you're let out of Texas on a regular basis.
Oh, I get out of Texas all the time.
Oh, okay.
I'm heading up back to Australia here pretty soon.
Oh, Australia. Now, you mentioned Australia, and we have Australian jerky that was given to us by Avi Stumpel. But you know what they gave us, too?
Is it a kangaroo jerky?
Kangaroo jerky. Yes.
Is that
but you know what they gave us what?
That looks like chocolate.
Oh, hey man. And they gave us Mozart balls.
Ooh.
Truly, Mozart balls. Now, if you're not familiar with Mozart balls.
Well,
not to be confused with
dead.
Matzo balls.
Well, you don't confuse these with matzo balls, I'll tell you what. You know, it's not the same thing. But we have with us. So anyway, we know Paul Zealy's here. We know Jane Johnson is here. We have the other Johnson sister, Rachel. The only thing is they're really not sisters.
That's true.
They work the same company, Pivot Communicate. How do you get all the Johnsons to work for Pivot, Jane?
You know, we did run a little demographic study on our employees, and we found out that we're 50% Johnsons and 50% German.
There's a joke in that, right, Johnny?
Hashtag sausage.
And if we were doing video... viewers would be able to see the Venn diagram she just drew how it works.
Did you just do that? I tell you, that was super.
There is actually no overlap.
Yeah.
No, so. There is not. Johnsons and Germans.
That's right.
There you go.
For a very
Rachel Johnson.
Company.
How are you, Rachel?
Good.
Account manager with Vivid Communications.
That's correct.
We are so glad to have you on the show.
Thank you, Corey.
All right. And we just have joining us right now QSC. This guy... I tell you, I mean, what can't you say about Joey D'Angelo, or as we call him, Joey D? What's up, Joey D?
The bag of donuts.
Joey bag of donuts. He's not from Brooklyn, though.
No, Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls? How about that? You'd think, but he's not. He's Niagara Falls. Hey, how you doing, Joey?
I'm doing good, man. This is my first day working at Infocom as a manufacturer and not walking it as a consultant, and it was very eye-opening.
How do you like actually having to pay for drinks?
You know...
thank you, Paul Zealy. Wow.
That was a good one.
Good one.
I think I bought you guys a few drinks last night.
I was going to say, we stuck Bill Natras good just to get him back from all those years.
Joey G bought me the highest quality HGL you can find here in the desert. So thank you for that.
And it was free out of the bucket, because you're wondering.
Yeah. You know what? You know, this is the way I look at it. You know, who cares who's buying the drinks? We're all in this industry. We're really lucky that we can afford to buy lots of drinks, whether it's coming out of my pocket, your pocket, or any company. Like, we're all doing good. So.
You know, we talk about AVIT. We should really talk about AV/drinks.
Yeah. Hashtag AV/drinks.
Is that what it's
all
about?
What I find is... almost every day they've set me up with a speaking engagement that's at the end of the day, because they realize that I won't go over because I'm standing between people and cocktails.
Exactly. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That is the most efficient.
So it's like, oh shit, I gotta get everybody out of here by 5, because that's when the bars, when the cocktails
start. That's right.
Wasn't that what they're changing the name of the show to?
AB
Drinks?
What?
It's 5:11, so
yeah.
we gotta stop talking and get out of here.
Right
now you guys are between me and a cocktail.
This is extracurricular.
Oh, you're in the way of cocktails again. How do you do this?
We just should have brought them with us.
Really?
So, Chuck
did.
How long have you been doing this? Have you been doing this all day nonstop?
Oh, this show? Yeah, 5 hours, right, Johnny?
And it's going to keep going for another five.
Yeah, in fact, the convention center is staying open late for us tonight.
Is this live streaming or?
No.
Would you like it to be?
It's to the cloud.
Yes.
It's to the cloud.
It is in the cloud.
We don't know which cloud, but
you
one
have to
of
go to the cloud to find it. There is no link, no nothing. You have to just go to the cloud to find this show, okay? It's like a treasure hunt. This is really not a treasure, though, so.
Seems like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
And then you got to fast forward to hour three so you can
right.
hear us.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Exactly.
So track us down.
So anyway, so we know how to limit Paul Zeeley. There's drinks involved, right? You have to stop at drinks.
Yeah. Which is amazing. Anything that limits Paul Zeeley is like unicorn tears. It just doesn't exist.
So I am willing to have drinks come in if they wanted to.
Oh.
But I just don't want to stand in the way of those people who have to.
Oh.
Again, sir, I'm truly in awe of the fact there's a way to actually limit you.
Yeah. There is a way.
I did OSI and Layer 2 multicast in 50 minutes today.
Is this a new world record?
I'm both in shock and or awe at the same time.
You're always in shock or awe when
I talk fast.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, his aura. I'm serious.
It just grows.
His aura can cure cancer. Right?
That's what you said last time. That's right.
And how many people passed that class?
No test. Well,
that's why he spoke so fast.
Let me put it this way. I went a little over, but every extra minute I talked took out of Bradford Ben having to talk.
Oh, there you go. That's even better.
Isn't that a win?
Hang on. Wait a minute. There we go. All right.
That's
so
new.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
By the way, we have to make the mention, Johnny, we forgot. Tell us who gave us this whole setup, and it's wonderful.
The lovely people at Tascam and TIAC.
Yes.
This device, to be unnamed, which I cannot tell you, although you can read it on the side of the device.
You can't read it, though.
Will not launch until Q4 here in the States. Straight from Japan to us, because they like me.
Right.
I don't know why, but they do. It's pretty neat. It's fun. It's light. It's fast. Something about convergence. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm watching the waveform. I'm watching the waveform on your recording, and I'm looking at all the clipping. I'm thinking, you got to get Tascam to get you a nice compressor too.
Oh, okay. Joey D is on the show.
Thank you, Joey D.
There you go. So anyway, we were playing a little game.
Because Joey D doesn't know any other company that makes compressors.
Not at all.
Suppressors? Are we talking firearms?
I mean, we could have that show. That's cool.
So anyway, we were playing a little game, but we're going to play with our content providers here because you know they deal with words. Okay.
And we love games at 5 o'clock.
Oh, here we
5:15.
Go. Games at 5 o'clock, and there will be drinking involved soon. Anyway, but the game we were playing is buzzwords.
Oh.
All right. Now, do you know Johnny's favorite buzzword in the world?
And I'll give you all a hint because no one's gotten so far. It's a real word that's two words together that I've taken the front word and the back word and I've reversed them to make a new word. Yeah, I know, it's confusing.
Does your head hurt?
It's created. It's called a porte-bijou.
How many letters?
Porte-bijou.
150. Yeah, it's a big hashtag.
I read his Facebook feed religiously, though.
Jane, you've been on this show quite a few times. You may have heard it. It's a word used all the time, but we juxtaposed it.
Yeah, but it's like Internet of Things. He doesn't like that one.
Things Internet.
That's true.
That's right. It's Of Things Internet, right?
Yes.
He's not sure.
It's when something's revolutionary.
Oh,
people call it this.
Rachel
doing
Johnson.
Something to the industry.
Epic.
It's this.
There's a bunch of us. In
tacos?
Hashtag,
I do love tacos.
Hashtag AV tacos.
Game changer.
Oh.
Change game.
Change game.
There you go. Hey,
Jane
catch,
wins.
Frisbee.
Jane wins.
You get a frisbee.
That's right. Actually, if you'd said it was your most hated buzzword, I would have got it.
What is it?
Game changer. You hate that.
I do hate game changer.
I hate collaboration.
But everybody's been saying collaboration.
I hate that word.
And that's kind of my favorite most hated word. How's that sound?
Convergence. The first
millennial. Get out of here. Get out.
The first .com moment was synergy.
You have to find the synergy.
That's right.
Synergy takes synergy.
We don't have synergy on this show.
That was the first .com.
Well, next year we're bringing it back, though.
Anyway, let's get this rolling. Let us know what you like that game, Jake?
Let's do another show.
We know how she gets hooked in at the tables.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There you go. So anyway, Paul Zeeley, Harmon. It's going on? Harmon, what's going on?
I don't know. I haven't been to the booth yet.
Paul does not stand in the booth, okay? No. So don't look from there.
I'm very busy. I don't have time to actually talk to customers and things like that.
He really doesn't.
I have,
he wears a badge, but that's about it.
I have people for that.
He does. He has people. So anyway, Paul has people. Reach out to his people if you want to know more. Joey D'Angelo, QSC.
How you doing?
What's going on, man?
I just recovering from our little karaoke experience last night.
That was fun, man. You were
that
on point.
That was fun.
Good stuff. Yeah.
That was fun. Does QSC do anything these days?
Well, we do a lot of stuff. So, you know, QSC was started in 1968, and it was an amp company, guitar amp company, and it grew and ended up doing amps and speakers, and then they started doing DSP, networked DSP, and today we launched a webcam. Well, a camera, not a webcam, not a camera. It's kind of more of a USB bridging endpoint / module / Q-system.
Can you hashtag that, Jane?
Hashtag rethink it's QSC.
It's very interesting. It's very difficult to describe.
That's why you brought Jane.
last year, the QSC had another hashtag that you guys weren't just here. Wanted to change.
Rethink AV or...
No, it was think outside the box or it's not about the box.
Oh, I don't know that got hashtagged, but TJ sure said it a lot. Yeah. So
well, you know what,
it's not, it's more than the box or it's not just a box.
Yeah, it's not just about the box. It's, I think what
it's
we came
not just
up
about
with.
The quadrilateral parallelogram.
That's it. That's QSC. Right.
So anyways, we launched a video product today.
What
it was a big deal for us.
What was it?
I just
talked about it. Oh,
camera.
It was a camera //.
Yeah. Hashtag.
In there. It
hashtag.
Has nothing to do with UCC, though, okay? Just remember that.
It's another buzzword.
Yeah, that's
that
not it.
Stand.
Oh, okay. That's it. Buzzword it's, bingo is
that's
over.
That's a tease. Now you need to go to the booth and check it out.
There you go. So what's that booth number, Joey?
It's C10507.
That's a lot of numbers.
Is that right?
Rachel, is that right?
Yes, I'm checking with... Yes.
Okay, good. That's why you're I'm glad you brought them along. Paul Seeley, do you remember your booth number?
And...
he has people to remember that.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You walk in the door and it's there.
I'll tell you what.
You don't need a number. It's right next to the
door. There's another Harmon guy coming on this show right now. Maybe he knows.
It's in the front. It's in the front.
Yes.
There you go.
25 something.
No. It could be in the rear.
805 or next to Cisco.
I would just give him the headset and let him tell us.
Yeah, you talk.
All right, so everybody, thank you for joining us in this segment. We have our last guest on the show coming up with us. Here they come. Here we go. Joey, are you sticking around?
Is this my... No, if
this is
my
your exit.
Shift.
Okay. Yeah, you got to go with Jane.
We're not allowed to be at the same place at the same time.
Ah, right.
There's a law about that.
Well, I know all the girls will... They, you know... No.
I prefer ladies.
Exactly.
I know, I'm getting too
old. Wow, look who's here. Wait a minute. Look who's here.
What are you doing? Who's here?
I said, look who's here.
Yeah. It's me.
I'm just in awe. Yes, of you, Bradford, exact.
Chuck, you're the one who wanted to make googly eyes at me across the mic.
You know, you caught me. Yes.
It's not a big problem.
It's about you. Definitely, but you are the Bradford Bend.
It is my show.
That's
I'm
right.
Just let you guys do the warm up. It's like every great artist needs an opening band, and like every great artist, I'm just going to show up for the encore, get my paycheck, and get out.
So Johnny, I think Bradford's going to take over the next 3 hours of the show.
Yeah, well, cool. We only have like 5 hours left.
I'm leaving. He can take over the show. Okay, we're gone. So Bradford, it's all yours.
Great. Okay. Are we actually broadcasting? Or just going straight to the?
We haven't recorded this even. We're just
talking, man.
We're horsing around.
There's no tape anymore, man. What are you talking about?
I didn't ask her about tape. I said recording.
Bradford, we ran out of tape an hour ago, so we're
what's
just
tape?
Out now. Yeah, exactly. So I tell you what, we are closing the show right now, and we have a great, great close. We really do. I'm so happy to not you, Brad. Oh, I'm so happy to have all these people on with us.
Kick a man while he's down.
just wait, it gets better. And you know, I tell you, this company. I'm just going to let you introduce yourselves. So from the left, Gina Sansevero.
Gina, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How's everything?
Everything's great. It was an amazing day one. Always an amazing day
Can
one.
I just point out Gina's bling is on like fire right now.
On point.
So, oh, look at Jan. Jan's got it too.
So what Jan did was every lady at the FSR booth has a sparkly lanyard.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I love it.
Hey, wait a minute.
I can see that all the way back from California.
How come George didn't get
them? The guys didn't get them. George didn't get them.
Isn't that sexist?
No, yes, it is.
You should at least offer it to him.
I feel that George person. I feel that George's personality warrants one.
I like it.
If you offer it to the ladies.
Yeah, but I do have the FSR kilt to go with it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Your personality, that kilt, bam.
He should have been wearing the kilt is what he should have been doing here.
Tomorrow.
So anyway, you heard him. Here he is, George Fournier. How you doing, George?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing good. And next year, the kilt on the show. You hear me?
Okay, I'll remember it next time.
Can't we just depart tomorrow?
Usually TSA stops me.
I tell you what, let's do this again tomorrow. George will wear the kilt.
Okay.
I got to get it overnighted from Jersey. TSA wouldn't let it through.
I'm pretty sure you can buy some here of various ilks and elks.
Ilks, kilts of ilks.
You know,
okay.
I think you're probably
there's a
right.
place called the Twisted Kilt, isn't there?
Tilted
the
Kilt. Tilted Kilt.
They do not sell
kilts. And maybe there is a Twisted Kilt.
That's usually the day after St. Patrick's
Day. And I do not want to see George working at said Tilted Kilt.
No.
Hey, I agree.
So I'm good. No. I'm good. Thank you.
No, thank you very much.
It's a new world, man. And by the way,
that gets a...
That's what, yeah, that's image burned and new brain gone.
I can't make that go away now. And I tell you what, here on the show with us too, Jan Sandry, the president of FSR. Welcome, Jan. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Corey. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so we've got the FSR contingent. Bradford, how did you sneak onto the show?
Well, us Harmon people travel one behind the other like banthas and sand people, so you don't know how many of us there are, and I just kick Paul
out
of the way.
Whoa. What do you mean, sand people? Don't they have names?
Yeah.
Tuscan Raiders. Okay?
Tuscan
Raiders.
There you go.
Right.
However, the original Ben, you know, Mr. Obi-Wan, does call them sand people.
Yeah, and it feels a little, hey, can we still say that?
Well, it's canon. It's kind of like who shot first.
It wasn't a PC age back then.
It was Han. Now, if you want to have some fun with this, ask Gina about the movies.
Gina, do you know about the
something I don't know?
Ask Victoria.
Yeah, ask.
You see, Victoria, Star Wars is a movie.
It was actually filmed on celluloid.
And
it
filmed
moved at 24 frames per second.
You
with
see,
the audio in between the sprockets.
You
see,
I live
Victoria,
under a rock.
You
I'm
see,
sorry.
Victoria, a frame is used to. Is that too far?
Yeah, at least I know that much.
You know, Victoria came to be just recently, so, you know, we forgive her these things.
She is our resident Millennial Z.
She is. She's a Millennial Z, Jan.
She's nice.
The first of her kind.
She's a graduate of Jeremy's class.
Yes. She's a graduate of Jeremy Caldera's class, and, you know, she is, she's it. That's it. Millennial Z. So, you're looking at her right here. But anyway, so, we got Bradford Ben, Gina Sansevero, George Fournier, Jan Sandry. Great way to end the show, I must say. And we've been playing a little game, and we're going to do it real fast. I tell you what, Jan, why don't you go first? You've been on this show, and I tell you, that was a great show. You were on with Corey Schaefer.
Yes, I was.
You know, I mean, and Corey didn't make it. I thought she was supposed to make it today, but she didn't. But you're here in her stead also. You may have heard this on the show. It's Johnny's favorite buzzword.
But
do you have any idea?
I'll give you a hint. Just in case you didn't hear the word, I'll give you the hint on how it works. It's one word or phrase that is usually said in a certain way when it changes the industry. This device is blank, but I've taken that word and I've rotated them, so it's kind of backwards. I know, it sounds crazy.
My head hurts already, I don't really, you know.
I'm not understanding the rules of this game.
Hey, you know what, Gina? Maybe he knows.
Leonard. Game changer.
Oh, no, say it the other way around.
Say it
backwards.
The words.
Change your game?
Change again.
That's pretty
close,
good. That's
close.
Change gamer.
Change gamer.
That's awesome double.
Give Jan a frisbee. You get a frisbee, you know. So anyway.
Why did they spell rave wrong on there?
I had nothing to do with it.
Are these frisbees? This whole time I thought there was like the cups to like the cups you get like at Senior Frogs, those big yards.
I seriously thought this went on top of like.
Allison thought it was a coaster, so you can use it as a frisbee or a coaster.
I thought AOL discs were the frisbees
No. See, the AOL discs don't have enough weight at
and
the
by
edge,
the way.
So they flip over mid-flight.
No. I found out if you actually take epoxy. Mm-hmm. And cut the center, it adds enough weight to where it creates actually a nice flyable disc.
Oh, nice.
And by the way, the men get golf balls. Mm-hmm. What do you know? Orange pecks up golf balls.
See, Victoria, a golf ball.
Would you like
that? Why? You don't think women golf?
You want to golf?
I've actually golfed.
Would you rather trade in your Frisbee for a golf ball?
Twice ever.
You get to wait, hang on, hang on a second.
I didn't win.
Would you rather trade it in?
Yes, I want a golf ball.
Do you want a golf ball?
Okay. Yes, but I didn't win anything yet.
Do you want a golf ball?
Not with that.
There you go,
attitude,
you get a
Gina.
Golf ball. Okay.
Don't say no.
You couldn't even give stuff away anymore. Seriously.
Just say yes.
I just can't even give it away. Why not? This game, and this game is very confusing.
Yeah, you won anyway. Don't worry about it.
That's a golf clap for you.
That is a golf clap.
See golf claps.
So anyway, we've got our last segment here. We are so happy you all joined us. So anyway, we'll let you go. Should we let Bradford go first?
We'll be here all day.
Yeah, we will be here all day. I tell you what, Paul said it all, Bradford.
I followed him in the class I just taught. I know exactly what you mean.
Really? So do you hang out in the Harmon booth? Because it just seems all you guys, you don't hang out in the booth for some reason.
Whoa, you guys. We again, we can't.
No, he was talking about Harmon people.
I'm talking about the Harmon. No, not people on this show. Talk about the Harmon people. They don't stand in their booth for some reason. I don't
correct.
Get it.
I mean, I saw
Jan makes all her people stand in the booth.
The product sells itself.
You know? Absolutely. Jan puts the hammer down. Well, you all got to stand in.
You have
you
to
go
be
anywhere.
There to shake hands and to make nice with
exactly.
customers.
Exactly. Now, what's the problem with you guys? You're not there shaking hands. I don't get it.
The product sells itself. He doesn't have to. Ooh.
I have so many fans. For my own safety, I'm sequestered in meeting rooms all day.
Yes.
It's like the Beatles traveling in an armored car.
Yes.
I have my own fan that. Club, he's and they sequester me away for his, key meetings.
His writer contract has a thing about a red carpet and people throwing rose petals upon his entrance.
No. That's too decadent. I asked him to throw money so we can donate it to charity.
Your charity.
No, real charity.
Oh, okay.
Real charity.
Oh, wow, real charity. What do you know?
The Johnny is broke and needs to get home charity.
That's the one.
Or for tacos.
And tacos.
Everybody in the show can donate and donate tacos, not money.
What happens if we want Johnny to stay here for a week to see what happens? I think that'd be a great podcast and daily blog.
EDC is next week, so Johnny, prepare yourself.
Yeah. We have an office here.
Are you guys digging this air? This air rules.
It's the only time you go outside and actually get slapped in the face with heat. Happened to me yesterday,
yes.
I tell you. I've never been slapped with heat before. It hurt.
I will say something. This sounds funny. I tweeted it out as an inane comment, but it actually came true. In the North Hall, it was so hot, they had to turn on the air conditioning because equipment was malfunctioning because ambient was above safe operating temperatures.
There
and
you
it
go.
Wasn't just us. It was pretty much everyone in North Hall. And they went, yep, we got to turn it on Saturday.
This year?
Yep.
If I had property here and on the sun, I'd rent this place out and live on the sun instead.
Yeah, but
all I know is it was so hot out, it's the first time I've ever walked into anything that hot without wearing my fire gear.
Yeah.
And that's the fireman talking, so he knows all about hot, and he sure is here. It was 105 degrees. I walked outside yesterday, and I've never experienced anything like that. So I'm never coming back to Vegas. That's it. I've had it.
Yay.
Infocom, either change your location, or that's all. I'm done.
Well,
okay?
Actually, if you go down and visit the Harmon booth at N805, you go left, you can see the Beam virtual presence robot, and just do that next year.
That's a great idea.
Oh, I can beam in.
Virtual Corey.
I like that.
Can I do
somebody
that
somebody talk to Gary, tell him I'm beaming in.
But is the robot is the robot certified for the heat? That's the problem.
Yeah.
Hence the reason they had to turn on the air conditioning.
See, that's my thing. Yeah.
Okay. So let's get to the rest of the people on this show. Did we talk to you already, Bradford? You told us everything we need to know, right? Right? Yes.
No, I mean there's always
cures,
stuff.
Any cures?
Agnosium.
Let me see. We got new products.
Did I really ask him that?
Ask him what? To talk more? Yes,
talk
you
more.
Did. Yes, you did.
That's all you, brother.
You opened that door wide open.
Hence the agape look on my face.
Did you see the shock on his face?
I think I should stop right there and cut the losses.
We got cool new products for every market.
Cool. I like that. Okay. So, anyway, FSR is here. We got Gina, George, and Jan. Gina, what's going on the education side of FSR?
I think that we've had a great day that was full of education people. We have our tech managers reception that BIAMP and FSR is sponsoring tomorrow. So we had a lot of people come through today for their special stickers that will get them admittance into that. And from the education side, we've seen a lot of really great feedback from the new products that we've launched and from the fruit bars that we're giving out.
Fruit bars.
Yeah,
I
so
heard
we have frozen
this.
Fruit bars that we're giving out. that will help you to get through this Vegas heat. So I think in 2 years you should come back, Corey, because you should sit at our booth and do this at our booth.
Are you going to have fruit bars in 2 years?
Of course.
Are they free-range fruit bars?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I get them with vodka?
We're very particular yes. about
this. We've already been asked for that.
The Jell-O shots
that
come out on Friday.
Yes. That's Let
me ask the important question.
That's when
what
I go visit
the
flavors?
Booth.
Ooh.
That's the important
mango,
thing.
Mango, strawberry,
coconut,
ooh. And there's a pink one that's not strawberry too.
Those are all coconut. Those are all vodka edibles.
The unidentifiable fruit bar.
So maybe mystery maybe the popsicle. Contest for FSR should be go identify the pink fruit bar.
Ah, ooh. What do you know? There you go. All
see,
right.
What I, see what I do here? I'm causing things
spoiler.
To happen.
Spoiler.
Hey, Bradford. There you go.
Yeah. He's just queuing him up.
That's
he's
the winning comment
up.
Of this.
Here's
the
spoiler for that game. That it's so, not actual fruit. It's just a mystery.
Yeah, so George Fournier, what's going on your side of the FSR situation?
Well, we're bouncing all over the place. We got some great, great new products that we launched. We've added to our HD Base T line. We have some new switchers coming out, and we're actually relaunching the Compass presentation switchers.
Excellent.
So it's really, really excited for the show.
You know, we've been watching George all over social media, and, you know, he gets out there with it, I tell you what, and really promotes the products. Gina also on the education side, and, you know, I tell you, a lot of good stuff getting out there for the company, no question about it.
That's right.
Yeah, so I tell you what, you guys do a good job on that. Jan Sandry, so last year I visited the booth, and Gina knows the funny story about last year and my, here it is, Gina, by the way.
I don't know.
I just wanted to show it to you.
Off script.
Is this tacos?
I still have it. My iPad is here.
Corey lost his iPad somewhere between someplace and our booth.
Right.
Last year.
It disappeared into thin air.
And he could not find it, and he was sweating.
So what I
like, I've
to
never
do,
seen him sweat before.
What I wanted to do, Jan, is I wanted actually to have Gina follow me around and pick up my iPad whenever I put it down for the 3 days.
No way!
I didn't think you'd allow her to do that.
Hell no!
So I was
and
with,
I knew not to ask.
I was with Corey when he had his iPad, and it was like taking steps, and I saw him with it at your booth.
Yeah.
And then he disappeared for like 2 seconds, so I can only assume...
Wait, I disappeared?
Yeah, for like two split seconds.
So wait, the iPad didn't... I disappeared.
You disappeared and then came back.
I don't know what to say
wait
about
up,
that.
Wait up, did his clothes stay or not? Because I'm trying to figure out if it's live material or inanimate objects.
I hope so, because I blacked that part out.
Okay.
But I do remember he came back without an iPad, so I can only assume he just like walked out of FSR and did this little spin maneuver and... into the crowd, gone.
Oh,
iPad gone.
Do you think you know maybe what? His fans mobbed him, and that's why you need to sequester yourself?
All two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to take that ass off.
He stole my line.
His
actually.
Fan mobbed.
Oh,
him.
I did. I'm sorry. And I apologize.
Yeah.
I was trying to be polite.
Actually,
always
it wasn't my fans.
Host.
It was Justin's fans.
No. I don't have fans. I have two Twitter followers.
He has two Twitter.
Two Twitter followers.
Check that out, George.
Mom and Dad.
Right. No. I do not. I did not show them Twitter for various reasons because it involved me helping them with Twitter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he has two Twitter followers.
Are the followers Google and
don't let this guy do your social media.
No, everyone, okay. Everyone has Google and Twitter followers.
Is it Tacos and Veronica?
Veronica.
You called me Veronica one time.
I know.
Anyway,
you see, sarcasm, anyway. Victoria, is this thing called
okay, Jughead.
Yeah. Nice. Anyway, Jansen.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
You can't invite me anywhere.
You weren't invited.
You
showed
know,
up.
I'm really talking.
No,
talk,
I was
I'm,
invited.
I'm
no,
trying
you,
to talk
you,
to Jan
he,
here, and
okay.
you're just taking
away.
My show away.
He's just jumping.
Why did we? Why did we invite him on this show?
I have I still, no idea.
Next year we don't do this again. Okay.
You lost the bet, and
I did lose the bet.
You will admit, I am the most interesting AV tweep in the world.
I will
okay,
not admit
Dos
Equis. That. Anyway, Jan Sandry, last year we did the interview. We talked about infrastructure.
Right.
Right, the FSR booth, and it was a great conversation that we had. Tell us, this year, the infrastructure conversation and more at FSR.
We have dozens of new infrastructure products, and some are only FSR products. They're patentable. They're being patented. And we're the only ones in the world that have them. So come see them. We'll all fix right. your it will fix anybody's infrastructure to work to perfection.
All right, now I want you three to put your heads together and tell us what the booth number is.
C7730.
Did we get that?
Woo!
C7730. Hey,
right.
There you go. We got
what
it.
What a work. Teamwork. Thank you,
that's
Bob.
It. So anyway, we're going to get this thing wrapped up. But before we do, Johnny, you got something for us?
Tacos?
Well, a little more than that.
Tacos.
Oh, you know what? Last week, my doctor told me I was suffering from paranoia. I mean, he didn't actually say that, but I could tell what that bastard was thinking.
I'll give you a clap for that one.
All right.
I think that's about what you got. So anyway, on that note, we are going to end this show. We want to thank all of our guests, all 50 of them who came
wow.
on the show. It only seemed like that, Jim, but trust me, there was, it seemed like
oh,
there was
I know.
That many.
It seemed like it.
Yes, right. But
you were doing all the work.
Once again, Victoria Barella, thank you so much for the job you did producing this show.
Thank you, Veronica.
It was awesome. Yeah, yes, yeah. Really,
thanks,
really,
people.
Justin. Thank you so much for the job you did. It was a wonderful job. Thank you to all of our guests. Thank you to everybody out there listening. And we will see you next time.